5 News time now, 6:49. Let's head back to the traffic center. Triple team traffic, and we've got a wet commute out there, Andy Farnsworth.
We do, and big delays already settling in. Your commute time already pretty close to doubling for northbound I-15, and I don't know if we have any crashes yet. I'm seeing traffic come to a stop already just north of 90 south. I'm going to try and see if we've got anything additional there, but definitely the wet roads are playing a huge factor in this because you'll be slower than usual even from 7200 south all the way to downtown. I'm seeing slowing now over on 215 the whole way from Taylorsville up to the airport turnoff. Bangor, 5600 west, all having troubles, and then a crash at 6200 south, 5600 west in Kearns, making some big effects as well, Eric Butler.
Things are a little bit different down in Utah County, although you do have some wet spots. We heard from a traffic trooper earlier that's wet in the Springville-Mapleton area. We also have a little bit of moisture on the road between American Fork and Lehigh. Despite all that, it's moving at speed on I-15 northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Our delays now stretch southbound I-15 from Layton Parkway all the way into the North Salt Lake area. You're definitely going to be slower than normal. Cars bunching up. We've got a lot of water on the roadways there. And still looking at this crash in Ogden, it's on 12th Street heading westbound toward I-15. Huge backups. It looks like it's backed up at least a mile and a half now. So you probably want to find an alternate route to I-15 if you're in Ogden. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.